This is nice, isn't it? Yeah. If you use some pocket shit. We're at Clarence Pier in Southsea, Portsmouth, Hampshire, England, United Kingdom. Can you hear the sea lapping up there? We're looking across to the Isle of Wight. Directly to our left now is where the hovercraft comes in. So the hovercraft came in and it went quick, didn't it? Where? Which one's a hovercraft? The middle ship. There's basically three ships we can see, ferries. Now, it's dark where we are. We've basically come through, like the amusements and all of that. Directly on our right now is in a small amusement park that's been it's all shut. There's a chippy there. We could have had chips, couldn't we? It's not cold, I don't think. Jessica's cold. It's not cold. Well, it's now 5:20 at night. The sun's gone down. It's cloudy, like. I think that might be rain coming over there to our right. I can see the lights of... Let's just check up. We've got 4G here. Well, of course, we've got Portsmouth, so... where are we? Maps. Is it? It's not cows, is it?
No, Portsmouth.
No, over there. No. I can't... Red... What's it called? Ride. That's Ride. R-Y-D-E. Excuse me. That's Ride we can see across across on the Isle of Wight. Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah, because we had a kind of tour and we went...
Yeah, we went all around the island that day, didn't we? And we're going to go back in our motorhome. What month did we go in? It was close season. Was it not about now? In fact, was it not this time last year? I rather think it was. Was it? Yes, it was. It was green, yes. So it must have been March then. Yes, it was a closed season because the island was empty, but it was still quite green, wasn't it? And it wasn't cold.
Yeah, it was windy.
Yeah, windy, yeah. Well, that's right, we walked along those cliffs, didn't we?
I like that glass shop.
There's just something about Southsea that I like. I'm sorry if you're listening and you're from Portsmouth. Here's a ship coming in, a ferry. Catamaran, but I don't like Portsmouth. I'm sorry, I just don't like it. South Sea. Oh no, here's a hovercraft. Oh wow, there's a hovercraft coming in rather fast, and a catamaran coming in towards us. There's a catamaran going out, and travel across to the Isle of Wight is no, it wasn't. It was like an hour and 40, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We went on the ferry.
Yeah.
This is the hovercraft.
Oh, it's 10 minutes on the hovercraft. It's a passenger-only craft. Here it comes, you can hear it. Oh, wow, look at this. They can't use the hovercraft in the in high winds because it just blows all over the place. And he has come to the edge of the water. He's aiming off. It's lights... Lights lighting up all the spray. Can you hear it? Oh, this is an immense thing to view. Wow. Here it goes up onto the shore. And then he'll cut the engines. Wow. And let's see, I can't take a picture because it's going around the corner. Engines now. Well, how big is that, do you think? Probably 30 meters long. Oh, I thought, was that a police car? A kid. And it's actually quite expensive to travel on it, isn't it, for what it is. When we took our car across, It was like an hour and 40 minutes, wasn't it? I mean, the journey time was an hour and 40 minutes. No, it was longer than the English Channel crossing. English Channel's, what, 22 miles? Going across to the Isle of Wight, 3 miles max. Here's all the people getting off the hovercraft. A lot of it is full. Hovercraft's full. I think it's like every half an hour, isn't it? Or even less. What people? Oh, on the other side. You got some people on the beach on the other side. Now, basically, the I don't know what you're going to call that. The terminal. The terminal's kind of fenced off on this side. And it's fenced off on the other side, but the fence only goes down, you know, part way. There's still a good 20... Yeah, where? Oh, signs in front of us saying, do not enter hovercraft operating area. It's pretty dark where we are. Yeah. They're staying back on the other side of the sign, so fair enough. Oh, there's people. There's a lot of people getting on the hovercraft. You got workies... You just I've got a friend who lives on the Isle of Wight. I don't think she's there at the minute. Remember, I can't remember her name. Eh? Oh yeah, Mark's bought a bed and breakfast. Oh, that's all the people on now. What was the website address on the side? Did you see there? Was it hovertravel.com or .co.uk or something? 10 minutes to the Isle of Wight. It's easy with Hover Travel. There's a big, huge sign on the wall just to my left here. There's just something about the sea that I like. You know, boating, the sea itself, the seaside. I think I do prefer mountains. It's the sound of the sea. Maybe the microphone on this on my phone here can't pick this up. Maybe can, but over the sound of the engines. Got the sea lapping up to our right, about what, 25 metres to my right. So anyway, yes, there's quite a lot of... Well, I say quite a lot. There's kids on the other side of the hovercraft terminal. How many people are over there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 people that are exposed, and then there's some more behind the fence. The hovercraft is... it's got two huge fans on the back that must be, what, 2.5 metres in diameter? Each the prominent thing about it is the orange, the, you know, the amber flashing lights on the roof, well, up above the radar. There's a ferry coming in. It's pretty dark, that ferry, isn't it? You would have thought it would have had some kind of lights on the front. If you were directly in front of that ferry across there, the only lights you're going to see are the port and starboard ones right on the front, and the two white lights that are up high. It's coming in at quite a rate of knots. There are a lot of ships out on the water. You can see on what looks to be the horizon to us as I look, where am I looking? East, southeast. I can see a lot of flashing lights, green flashing lights, and a couple of red flashing lights. What does a green flashing light mean? Right, okay, so this ferry that's coming in now, oh no, Oh, that's going to be a car alarm, isn't it? I can see somebody's car, four ways are on. In fact, can you hear the alarm? In fact, there's a lot. Look at them all. Now that the ferry's turned, so we're looking at its starboard or its right side. That ferry, the bottom deck of the ferry is full of cars. And I can see one, two, three. There are four cars on board. And because of, obviously, the motion of the ship, it set the car alarms off, so I can see all the four ways going in the darkness there. So that ferry comes out of Ryde directly to us and then takes a very hard left. It's about 100 metres away from us now. It's a Whitelink ferry. The hovercraft. The hovercraft's going. Oh, he's prepping now. I'm going to see if I can get... Yeah? We went on Red Funnel, didn't we?
We went out
Southampton, we did. Did we? I know we went very early in the morning. It was like
we went to Cowes.
Yeah, we went further into Cowes. That's right. Right. So, are we still recording on bus? Okay. Here we go. Let's see if I can get some photographs here. They're locking down various bits on the hovercraft now. I can see one of the crew walking down the middle on the inside, so I can see through the windows. Oh yeah, the guy. There's a you see him shooing people away over there. A guy who obviously works. Here we go. The skirt is filling up with air now. Here we go. Oh my God, it's lifted up already. Woo! Wow! And it's away. It's done a turn. That's incredible. That was incredible, wasn't it? It basically, it kind of, if you imagine reversing a car at high speed, turning the steering wheel really quickly, left hand down, and not pulling the handbrake on, but. You know, well, braking and the car spinning around. That's exactly what that hovercraft's just done. And it's away. That was incredible. And you can hardly hear it. That was brilliant. Come on, let's have a walk. So there you go. Hovercraft at Southsea. I think I'd like to have a travel. I tell you what, let's go right. Let's just see how much it costs. Sorry? There's nothing up right, really, is there?
No, nothing to do on your feet.
Is that another one coming in?
Well, I had work experience in Redfern on ferries, but uh-huh. We go to college. There was nothing. I went to Cowes for the day. Crap.
Was it? Oh, there's... It should be shut. So there's ice cream. Was that not the chippy there? Here's the Hover Travel office. Hover Travel Tariff, here we go. Hover Travel Tariff 2014. Single, adult.
No, you need a return.
You need a return. So it's £17.50 or period return. Family day return, two adults and three children, £45. And that's just to go on your feet. Let's go, hold on, have a look around here. So we basically just walked past.
You can actually see it going here.
Yeah, there's little windows in the wall. Not little, big windows. In the wall, so you can see here's a windsock. And actually, where the hovercraft comes in, on the other side of the wall here, they've got huge... These huge, they must be 4 metre high. So it's just in case the hovercraft hits the wall, do you think? These, what are they? Like pads, cylindrical pads.
They're blown up.
1 metre wide by 4 metres high. That's probably in case the hovercraft comes in a bit quick. This way, back down again.
It means no touching.
The time is now 17:34, and all's well. Yeah, 16:10 until the parking runs out. 18:10, sorry. As obviously the Royal Mail vans there. And what they'll do is they'll send the mail on the hovercraft or another... Well, no, it'll be on the hovercraft because it's outside the hovercraft office. They'll send all the mail for the Isle of Wight on the hovercraft. So we're coming up to the amusements now. Clarence Pier. In big golden letters. Neon flashing yellow and blue lights. And then we've got an establishment called the Coffee Cup, which is a coffee place. And then the Golden Horseshoe, which is exactly the same as Clarence Pier place. Another amusement place. Not many people here now. And Perpendicular is another amusement place, also called Clarence Pier. This time, different writing. And next door to that on the right is a gift shop.
No, it's a rock shop.
It says gift shop above it, though.
No, rock shop.
Uh-huh. Oh, the rock shop and then the gift shop.
Cheapest ATM inside.
They all have what?
Cheapest ATM inside.
They all say it's the cheapest ATM. It'll cost you $1.99 to use the ATM. Handy floss. Magnetron. We haven't got a fridge magnet, have we? Let's go see. Oh, big ice. Vanilla. Mr. Whippy, a gelato. Waffles, frozen yogurt, Dinky Donuts, milkshakes, coffees, cold drinks. In, bright pink and bright green kind of colours. Oh, and we come past it and we can see Spinnaker Tower. Hang on, I just want to get a picture. Lots of pictures. So we're just walking down a little quiet bit here on the back. It's like, it's a crazy golf thing. Wow. Crazy golf lit up. And on the other side, that is a Premier Inn and a Brewer's Fair. We all know what a Premier Inn is, but Brewer's Fair is the... the gastro pub that's attached to Premier Inn all around the country. So you see Spinnaker Tower now, lit up in green, neon green for the majority of it, and then the top section you can get out at, because you can go up Spinnaker Tower, but the top section is lit up in blue LED lighting. You want to go back to the car? Oh, it's a car park. Sorry? I don't know.
Light.
Have you been to Spinnaker Tower?
No,
not me.
It's
Have you been up Spinnaker
Tower? I haven't been up it, no.
Seen it though.
Well, I've walked under it loads of times. Yes, that's right. Tomorrow and I went, walked back to see it. Oh, it's Clarence Pier Car Park. It looked really dark. And around the front is the Brewer's Fair, all the edge of the bottom of the roof's all lit up with red neon. And so we're approaching the kind of water's edge here, along the edge of that car, along that edge, along the car park. Got some white pontoon lighting. It's quite nice. I can see the yacht in the darkness. About 300 meters out. Oh, and we can walk along Clarence Pier. Ah, where's it? Where was this hiding? And we look. You can smell the seaweed now, can't you? We can. We're looking over a wall now. All the children can see over this wall easy. It comes up to Harry's kind of chest height, and as you can hear, but the water lapping up the shingly beach. We're walking. Let's get walking. Okay, I'm aware of that we've been going for 22 minutes now. So we're going to continue on. And hope you've enjoyed listening to us. Should we say goodbye?
Goodbye, oh dear. Goodbye, everyone.
See ya.
All one word. All one word. Out.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.